Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
Why do you choose Farah and Farah? First, we have the financial resources to take on any insurance company. And our track record proves that we know how to win. Our attorneys and staff are a team, and we've worked together for decades. To us, our job is much more than just a paycheck. We love to help. And this is important. We never forget. It's not about us. It's all about you. Farah and Farah, Jacksonville.
Okay, let's both take our glasses off. Ready? We'll do one, two, three. No, three, two, one, glasses off. Okay? Three. You totally screwed that whole. You really faked me.
I went before the three.
Well, you were in the middle of arguing that we shouldn't take our glasses off, and then you took them off. Well, how about this? Look.
Premature glassification.
Ta-da! I can do it too.
Ta-da!
Can't see anything.
Can't see a dang thing.
If I move back here, yeah, now I can see you fine. But I sound a little off mic.
Hey, you need a headset.
No, what the? Yeah, you do, because you don't benefit from that. Mm-mm. I was going to say, that could be the new sound of 2024. Five.
It's crazy. Savannah schools here, so they go, it's almost year round. It's really, they just get like four big breaks. So Savannah kids have been off since the week before Christmas, and they don't go back until next week.
Are you jealous?
No. No, I mean,
Katie?
I'm not a school-aged child.
But if you were, and you know, you would be perfect for like a Fast Times at Ridgemont High undercover deal. But we could send you to like fifth grade.
I think my wrinkles would give it away.
No, you would touch up my appearance. All the schools are done now. All schools are done virtually. So you could sneak in using your computer.
Okay.
And they would say, we'd have to give you an assumed name. You couldn't be.
Why not?
Well, I mean, you're something of a media person. They could Google you.
I'm nothing.
No, you're Googleable. Or maybe it's Googleable. I bet you're Googleable.
I guess. I don't know. Everybody is on some.
So what if you could be Katie Schroka? No, you don't want to be part of Josh's family? Katie Spiewak? Kate O'Mara?
I believe there's already one of those.
That's right.
Right.
You can't do your expose if you don't come up with a name. Come on.
I don't know.
Are you going to tell me the expose is off?
Yeah, it's over.
And by the way, what are we exposing in fifth grade?
I have no idea what.
Didn't think this through.
I didn't come up with the plan.
Well, I can't do everything around here. That's all I'm saying. I need you to at least play along.
You know, I live two houses away from an elementary school now.
Oh, so Dan's thing has expired? Can we start the show? I think it's a fine idea.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do we sound okay?
I think we sound great.
I agree. So Linus, you know, he...
Bing bong. Hello, Grandma.
You know how Linus always reacts to doorbells?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's gotten so he's doorbells on TV. And last night he went totally ape-ass because someone played a glockenspiel on TV that resembled a doorbell.
So,
it wasn't like a two-tone doorbell thing.
Yeah.
It was just like a doorbell. So Linus recently turned 12 and he's losing his mind. But he's physically fine.
Are you sure that it's not his hearing that might be just a little bit off?
No, his hearing is fine.
Well,
because he hears, I mean, I can open the treat jar from three levels away, and he okay. comes running.
All right,
so it's not his
Presley,
hearing.
In her retirement era,
yes.
Has no F's left to give. Okay.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
we can't. We've been trying to figure out if she can't hear or if she doesn't want to.
Oh, okay.
Or
mm-hmm. yeah.
If it is that she cannot hear, did she do it to herself with all that howling?
Oh, you think she ruined it herself?
I don't know. But I mean, it stands to reason.
Isn't it in the Bible, there is no dog so deaf as those who will not hear?
I don't read the Bible.
Oh, God, I don't even know you anymore.
Can I take my hounds to heaven?
Rainbow Bridge? I know all about this stuff.
No. It's a Tyler Childers album.
Tyler?
Childers, yes.
I don't believe either name. I think they're both made up.
Remarkable, amazing
oh,
talent.
Settle down. Oh, you know what? I didn't play this. Hold on.
Cake oh. and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Now, Carrie suggested that for this very special episode, and by the way, thank you to everyone who has chosen to join us during this most festive holiday season. I believe today is January 2nd. So, Happy New Year. And Carrie said that we should call this Fruitcake and Christmas Cookies.
Heck yes!
But it's the holidays are over. I mean, it's... It's 2025.
So time we're for a you little to, stale.
Time for, yes. Fine. We're left.
Nothing has changed.
All the good candy is gone. All the Reese's Cups are gone. Just really hard cookies. That's all that we have left. So did you make a New Year's resolution? Are you ready to enact your 2025 plan that I've been reading about?
Okay, sort of. I have two.
Okay, let's hear the second one first.
I'm going to be more petty.
Like, will you sing, and I won't back down.
She's a good girl.
No.
Loves her mama.
No. How will you be, you know, I'm just going to say this from someone on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
To be more petty is probably not a standard resolution because you're supposed to resolve to make yourself better. And pettiness
Who said?
Is not, I guess.
Can I not be better at being petty?
Well, okay. So give me an example of how your pettiness will manifest itself in 2025.
We shall see.
This is very petty of you not to describe it.
Mm.
Mm. All right. What's the first resolution?
Read more books.
Books about pettiness?
I'm taking recommendations. Anyone have like a really great book that they read in the past year like and new?
Well, you just books. Said you don't read the Bible. I can set you up with a plan where you can read the whole thing in a year.
I actually have read the Bible, but not since college because I took the Bible as lit and the lit as Bible.
Well, I took the Bible is lit. And what it was is...
Word.
I was sized for it, and oh. It was very... Turned out the Bible is fire. Did you know that?
Fire.
I went all ham on the Bible.
The Bible slays.
Yeah, and it wasn't sus. It was strong.
Strong.
But no, it's been a while since I've consulted the Bible. Luke 2 is very good.
I found the Bible from when I was baptized, when we were moving. And
did it have all the chapters in? Because I know this was a long time ago.
All of it. It's pink, and it has my name embossed on the front.
Very nice. Very
mm-hmm,
nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When was this? When were you baptized? As a baby?
No. I grew up Baptist.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
So you choose, like you, you get born again, fun the
yeah.
first time.
Yeah.
So I was 13.
Was it a total immersion type thing?
Yeah, but yeah. It had to be in the Lincoln Augers swimming pool because the...
Whose swimming pool?
What? The family Lincoln Auger. I didn't make that up.
Well, it'd be really hard to because it's a very silly name.
Right?
Katie Lincoln Auger is a fifth grader in Savannah Public Schools. Now we
yes.
found your name.
Well, it was in West Virginia, but the pond,
even better, harder to trace,
where most people would get baptized, had grown over with algae so badly that they were like, "Oh, we're not sticking."
Yeah, it's an algae boom. It happens when the surrounding areas are over fertilized and the runoff puts the fertilizer in the water, so, and the algae just goes crazy.
So the family Lincoln Auger invited all of the church to their home.
Do you remember Pear Lincoln Auger? Did he have a name?
And the pastor blessed the pool, and there were, I believe, four.
Oh, that's very. You know what that is? That's really, talk about being petty. That's what's the name? Pastor Auger?
No.
What is it?
I can't remember his name, but
anyways. Well, no, but what's the last name?
Lincoln Auger.
Lincoln Auger. The Lincoln Augers did this whole thing. It's like a tax write-off. They have some people over to the house one day, and the pool is all of a sudden blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice coincidence, Mr. Lincoln Auger.
It was the beginning of the mega churches.
L-I-N-C-O-L-N? Like
no.
Abraham Lincoln Auger?
No, it's like L-I-N-C-O-N-A-U-G-E-R.
Oh, like Lincoln Park, but Lincoln Auger. L-I-N-K-E-N-A-U-G-E-R.
No, C-O-N.
Con, like Tim Conway. You know what? What about... did they...
Siamese elephants.
Countdown to being yelled at work in 5, 4... Three. Okay. But seriously.
We got in so much trouble for that. They made us move to different offices.
I know. They changed our offices. So Lincoln Auger they were obviously one of the more powerful families in West Virginia at the time if they had a pool.
Yeah.
Not a swimming hole, but a pool.
A pool.
And so did he make his fortune in toys?
No. Not Lincoln Loggers.
Wouldn't it be great? Lincoln Auger's Lincoln Loggers?
Growing up, I thought that was their last name.
Lincoln Logger?
Mm-hmm.
Then his name's got to be... The family's got to be...
I mean, what kid didn't? Of course he did.
Abraham is the dad.
Right.
And Mary. And then Todd. Todd Lincoln Auger. And then there was another Lincoln kid, wasn't there? Or am I thinking of the Flanders family?
I diddly do.
I don't know. But anyway, so you were... When I was baptized, my father held me
under.
Were
they under the floorboards?
No. My father held me under the water. He said he wanted to make sure it would take. But after a minute and a half, I was tired. He was tired, and it all worked out. So at 13, you remember your baptism?
Oh heck yes, and also that.
Did you wear an outfit?
We just wore like our regular clothes, and then they put they put us in a kind of like choir robe type thing.
Oh, okay. A cowboy hat?
No hats. No capes. No capes.
When I am picturing you at the Lincoln Auger's house, I see the choir robe, but also like a Huck Finn hat.
You see,
like a straw hat that sort of comes out into, you know, unwoven at the end.
Yeah.
The
oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
But the thing being, I was so short. You know,
how short were you?
That they had to scoot close to the steps where you walk into the pool, and I still.
So even like the 3 feet area, not really convenient for you.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah, I was.
You're a perfect 2/5 representation of a normal human being.
So, and I still, my feet still went up, like, so they, like, I was too short to keep my feet on the floor of the pool. Did you hit, I lost your picture there for a second.
I might have bumped something, but because I was preparing the fantastic sound effect. Here's Katie being baptized.
Yeah. Well, no, because when they dunk you,
yeah,
they tell you to grab your nose, like squeeze your nose,
yes.
And then they put their hand over top of your hand and a hand on the back of your neck. So they
oh, and they dunk
so there's
you
like some there's it's a like little a bit of control.
It's like a trust fall at a theater experience. Right? So
I would imagine you can breathe in a trust fall.
Well, I went to the advanced stuff.
Oh, okay.
And we were performing in an aquacade.
How did this even happen? We're talking about, oh my goodness.
Because it's Christmas.
Okay.
Well, it was Christmas and it was New Year's. I guess we're still in Epiphany. I have to check the book.
I haven't had one in a long time.
This show, I guarantee, is going to result in an epiphany.
I can't wait.
I know. And it might be the fact that we're closing with our only hit single that was never released.
And I can't say it's the only time we've sung together because...
No. But this is the only... This was a hit single that was never released because we didn't have a B-side to the 45.
It's a shame. Well... Maybe that should be a resolution for 2025.
Oh, what, to record a flip side?
Heck yes.
What duet would you like to do? It has to be a duet. Would you like to do The Girl Is Mine?
Well, hold on. Should it
say,
be
Say, Say, Say is very good.
Another holiday. Ebony
well, no,
and Ivory.
A lot of times they would back a holiday release with a standard release so it could be played year round.
Oh, golly.
So, like, for example, the flip side of Santa Claus Is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen is My Hometown.
Perhaps All About That Bass.
That would be good. I was hoping to do something from Wham. I just watched an entire documentary on...
Is it good? I want to see it.
It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. You know what? That's what I'm going to do today.
But, I mean, there's also a total Wham documentary that's heartbreakingly wonderful because I think that George Michael was just so talented.
But then they did
a documentary just on Last Christmas. It's a 48-minute documentary on one song. And now that the holidays are over, you're not going to lose the Wham... What is it? The Wham Challenge or the Wham Holla or the Last Christmas?
There's
a thing where you're supposed...
About.
Seriously?
I don't know.
It's all over social media where... Because that's where I live.
I know.
I was TikToking the other day. And no, the thing is, you're supposed to go as long as you can between Thanksgiving and Christmas without hearing Last Christmas. Whamageddon is what it's called.
And but then that's when you, such a, it's one of the top, it's such
I told,
a great
I said it
song.
On Rob Radio, I said it, oh, hold on. On Rob Radio this year, I said that if you want to deprive yourself of that song, do it, but you're stupid because it's a great song.
It truly,
it's one of those rare Christmas songs that actually works as a pop record, not just as a Christmas song.
I completely agree. And what's the... Okay, so essentially, what would you say are the top... Oh, can we do this?
Sure.
There's no pen! I found a pen. Okay.
I have one, too.
I need paper. I have no paper.
I have paper. Right
oh,
here.
God, I'm woofully unprepared. I'm in
well,
Dan's office.
I mean, this
office.
Was sort of a catch-as-catch-can, haphazard, last-minute cake. These cookies are undercooked.
Okay, so we've got... Okay, let's do
last
top five.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Okay, so last Christmas. Top five, what are we calling this list?
Top five songs by Wham that you're not allowed to hear between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
No, are these just overall Christmas songs?
No. Xmas songs... That stand alone as a great pop song.
Oh, well, easily the Mariah Carey one.
Oh, absolutely. Which is...
All I Want for Christmas is You.
All I Want for Christmas. And then I feel like the Kelly Clarkson... Underneath the Tree. I Gave You My Heart. This.
I don't know.
Is it Underneath the Tree?
I think it is. It's underneath Kelly Clarkson's tree.
I can tell
it's
you. All,
it's full of double entendre.
It is. Is it?
Well, if you want to get underneath Kelly Clarkson's tree, you'll find out.
I don't think it is.
And is it a tree or more of a bush?
Stop. Hold on.
You stop. It's not that kind of show, Katie.
Last Christmas, Underneath a Tree. That is the name of it.
Okay.
It's such a great song. Stands
all right,
on its own.
Well, and that's, you see, that's newish. And funny, you don't look newish, but if you want to go back, I think that the Elton John Step Into Christmas that's a perfect song.
Okay.
And you don't know it, do you?
I don't think I do.
I'll play you a smidge of it, but it's your time to make a nominee. I think Elvis's Blue Christmas is as good as any of his stuff from that era. Even though it is decidedly a Christmas song. But what if he just said, like, I'll have a blue Monday without you? I mean, you could put any two-syllable event in there. Blue birthday, blue baptism. I'll have a blue baptism without you.
Hold on. Well, the darling love.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying. But
what is it?
It's called Christmas parenthesis, baby, please come home, close parenthesis.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
But that is so Christmas themed, but it is a perfect record. That's a tough one. That's a tough one because I associate it with Christmas.
Okay. I understand that you do. I mean, but, you know, ultimately, you named your jukebox Darlene.
I know. And I have to respect her craft because of this.
But I think it is a perfect pop song.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And it gets down to the point that at one point, Phil Spector was mad at the world. Not at himself. He was mad at the world that no one bought his Christmas album.
Misplaced anger, that man, in so many ways.
The fact that it was released the week that Kennedy was shot, we weren't in the mood as a country to really sort of, you know, embrace a Christmas album.
I did not know that it was released when
the week he died. Yeah,
I didn't know.
And so, America, historically speaking, America sort of sat in a funk until February of the following year when the Beatles came and sort of. That's why so many people say Beatlemania happened, is that we were all pent up, especially the teenagers, ready to explode with something new.
But anyway, Letterman fixed all of that.
Yeah, but not the Letterman, David Letterman.
Right, David Letterman.
Not the group of Tight Harmony gentlemen.
The Letterman.
Not those Letterman. Ann Letterman. Here is the song by Elton John. I don't have a jingle to go into it. Sad, right?
Sad.
I can do this. We're not taking questions, though.
Oh, this is such a great song!
See, I told you.
I didn't know the name of it.
And there's a misheard lyric in it. He doesn't say, step into my turkey boat. He says, hop aboard my turntable. That's the lyric.
Welcome to my Christmas song. I'd like to thank you for...
I think it might be my favorite pop Christmas song.
It's so good.
Because he was at the top of his game, and he put this out. I mean, this could have been on, you know, the Yellow Brick Road out. Here we go.
I'd like to sing about all the things your eye and mind can see.
Where's the lyric?
So hop aboard your turntable.
He's not saying turkey boat.
It does sound like turkey.
Turkey boat, right?
Hop aboard the turkey boat.
And you know what?
It works.
It sort of does. I mean, they have to get to your house somehow for Christmas. And people don't know this. Turkeys are dreadfully... They're dreadfully afraid of flying.
And who doesn't like gravy?
I know, right?
I know. So is this...
Plenty
so
of it in the turkey boat.
So what's the actual name of this song?
Step Into Christmas.
Okay. I think we have our top five.
All right.
Okay.
Would you like to read them now?
Would you... If I read them, will you rank them?
I will.
Okay.
I will give them a percentage.
Okay. This is
100 is the best.
Top...
And zero is the worst.
Five.
Okay. Well, five is still pretty bad because it's closer to zero than 100.
Okay. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That I have to give a 90.
Okay.
Because the reason it loses 10 points, overplay.
I can respect that.
Yeah. But it's perfect. It is a perfect record from someone who is a disc jockey deep in his heart.
Now, do you even know the song Underneath the Tree?
I don't. Should I find it really quick?
I really think you should.
Okay.
It's a good one, and you can edit out your space.
You just sounded like Walter Brennan. Yeah, well, it's a good one.
Nobody's ever told me that before.
Yeah, well, I brought you some dynamite, and I brought you a Kelly Clarkson MP3, and it's a good one. Maybe when you go to the fifth grade, you can... You can be Katie Brennan.
In all my years, it's not the one I've heard.
Hey, I can't find my way to the gymnasium.
People calling me Walt all the time.
What do you mean, Spot? Okay, I've got the Kelly Clarkson song, and we will have the Kelly Clarkson song under Kelly Clarkson's Christmas tree. Is that what it's called?
Oh, okay. Underneath the tree? That's the
underneath
name of
the tree. Yeah, and we'll have it right after. Are you regretting saying yes to this yet?
I am.
Okay, good. Ho, 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 and we'll be right back.
As you set resolutions for 2025, consider how learning a new language can enrich your life, whether through travel, career advancement, or cultural appreciation. Learning a new language can help you connect with others and explore new cultures. Here's a great idea. Learn a language as a fulfilling New Year's resolution. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages like Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. Plus, Rosetta Stone has no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. This is a lifetime membership. You can keep learning from now until forever. Start the new year off with a resolution you can reach. Today, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can take advantage of this New Year's special of Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now.
It's a force that can't be contained, propelled by purpose, pride, and the power to protect.
When winning isn't just the mission, it's your passion. You pursue it.
You make power plays.
Aim for fences.
And go for end zones.
You believe that your moment is now.
At Farrah and Farrah, we deliver game day energy 24/7.
If you've been injured, put our force to work for you.
Jacksonville. UTIs are the worst. I've been there. 1 year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Cue the magical Christmas music. I've heard this.
Good.
You know what? This can go under a sub-umbrella.
Okay.
With the Mariah Carey song.
They're both too much?
Modern takes on the Phil Spector production.
Oh, heck yes. Absolutely.
Wall of Sound.
Oh,
I like
it's
it.
So good. She can sing anything.
Mm-hmm.
She is wildly talented.
If she really wants to know how to sing well, she should stay tuned for the end of this podcast.
Okay, so what is your percentage?
On that one, I will give that 88. I like
88?
It.
88? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a
all
high
right.
B.
Now let's go Baby Please Come Home.
That's 100. That's a perfect pop record. I'm sorry that I have to say that, but it is.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Last Christmas?
Last Christmas is... Its sound is a bit dated. It's a beautiful sound, but it's dated a little bit. It's a very 80s song. Little syrupy, but I still think it gets a 90. I would listen to that out of season.
Okay, so you're giving it the exact same score as All I Want for Christmas Is You.
91 for Wham.
91, okay.
91. And that's a courtesy point because of the Whamageddon thing. I mean, that's stupid that people are avoiding this song.
All right, now Step Into Christmas.
Step Into Christmas, I give, don't clobber me, I give it a 95. Love it.
It's a great song. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, these are Christmas songs as standalone pop songs.
Right.
Top five. Mm-hmm. In order from, we're going to go from five to our number one. All right.
So even though this is sort of the top of the charts, this is the worst to first of the top of the charts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So okay. Even the worst one probably won't be that bad.
Coming in at number five is Underneath
number
the
five.
Tree.
That's Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Clarkson.
Coming in at number four.
Mm-hmm.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay.
In a very close third.
Oh, razor thin separation.
Last Christmas by Wham.
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 In our number two spot.
I should say that Last Christmas is a better song than the Wham rap. For those of you who want to go deep into your Wham catalog. Wham, bam, I am a man. Time on the job, you can't tell me that I'm not. Do you enjoy what you do? That's the Wham rap.
That's enough.
It was probably more than enough.
Coming in our number four spot.
At number four.
Elton John's Step Into Christmas.
Yay, EJ. Yay, EJ. Yay, EJ. Yay, EJ.
And our number one Christmas song as a standalone pop song.
Yes?
Darlene Love's Baby, Please Come Home.
See, I think that's a great list. I'm
great
in
list.
Favor of that list. That's fine.
It's a fabulous list. And
I also have, you know how Casey would also drop in little things like along the countdown, like the long distance dedication? And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would like to drop something in that, although it doesn't stand as a pop record on its own, a new 45 was added to Darlene this Christmas, and it is, well, it's not new, it's ancient, as a matter of fact.
Not surprising.
But it is, you know, when you think Christmas, and you think of Brenda Lee, you think of rocking around the Christmas tree, and later we'll have some pumpkin pie. But,
Enunciate.
Before that, we have, I believe, her first release for Christmas. If not shortly thereafter, because on the label of the 45, it still says Little Brenda Lee. That's the actual artist. And it's called I'm Going to Lasso Santa Claus. And it has a great Hawaiian-type guitar.
It sounds wildly inappropriate.
No, it's not. Well, maybe. I don't know. Who am I to say? It was a different time for Little Brenda Lee. And I think it has to do with, like, capturing Santa Claus.
Oh,
so you know, yeah. Let's hear just a taste of it, shall we? Yes. Just so you know, I love the Hawaiian slack guitar in this. I think.
Oh, Mekaleka. No,
isn't it nice?
Yeah.
And here comes the 5-year-old artist.
I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and I know just why, because
Alvin.
I'm gonna tick, tick, tickle him on the tummy, because he laughs so funny.
I still want a harmonica. All right, anyway, so that's our salute to Little Brenda Lee, who, by the way,
are
this
you sure
Christmas...
you had the speed right on that?
Yeah, I am. I am sure. I'm certain. She was all over social media this Christmas because, like... It was maybe the 60th anniversary of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh.
So she's got some real pushy grandkid, I guess, that made her go to like Walmart and buy her album or Target or whatever. But she's still getting it done. Brenda Lee. Little Brenda Lee.
Little Brenda Lee.
Yeah. Just like little Katie Von Herman.
No.
Don't you think if we were to release our hit single, it would be Rob Spiewak with Little Katie Von Herman?
Oh my God, that's my 21 Jump Street name. Katie Linkenauger.
Little Katie Linkenauger.
Little Katie Linkenauger.
I love it. I love it. So now that we've done that, how was your Christmas per se? I know you're sick.
Yeah, I'm.
You got the crud.
So much better. But yeah. Dan and I both got, we went to Alabama for a.
Did you have all your shots for that?
So that's the thing. It wasn't COVID or flu. It was just a nasty, nasty cold. Required antibiotics and.
Well, then it's beyond a cold if you're on antibiotics.
Well, I wound up with a sinus infection, but I always do. I have a terribly deviated septum.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I get one about one a year.
Yeah, it looks like a macaroni noodle. My septum.
Can it's I like, send you some cheese?
No, thank you.
What's for dinner, Ma? Macaroni and septum.
But
septum and cheese.
Even as of today, I still haven't left my house since December 22nd.
You know, that's the same for me, but for me, it's by choice.
No, I did.
I went to the family Yankee gift swap.
No, I haven't even. Dan has made a couple trips to Walgreens and Kroger pickup.
Carrie's been doing the grocery pickup, yeah.
That's it.
Because when he does the Kroger pickup, does the bag go clink, clink, clink?
Huh?
Because it has wine bottles and beer bottles.
No, we haven't. We haven't even had, like, there's been no alcohol in this house.
No wonder you're sick. It's not a cold, it's withdrawal.
It's not true. Stop it.
Nearly killed him.
I didn't get that. Maybe I need a drink. I should have been putting some, I should have had a hot toddy.
Yeah, a tod hottie.
We are going out. This is supposed to be January.
Well, no, I'm going to go ahead and lay this out. Today is Monday, December 30th, but you are hearing this on January 2nd.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
How was your New Year's Eve?
So far.
Yes, Kreskin?
It's fantastic. It was fantastic.
Good, good. If I were to ask you this question, say 3 days ago, would you have had plans made for New Year's Eve?
Why, yes. Yes, we did.
What would they have been if we had recorded this on December 30th?
This is
like Back to the Future 5 when it's just come down to us and we're only traveling 4 days.
There is a very wonderful neighborhood spot that we like to go to. And we call it C&L because the name gives me the ick.
C&L. Well, the only word that I know, the one word you can't say, it starts with an M. And there's another one. It has to do with the wetness of something.
I mean, I can say moist. That's
okay.
Fine.
All right. I know you don't like a certain undergarment that starts with the letter P.
Don't enjoy that at all.
Don't enjoy that. But C and L?
These words by themselves, not bad. Put them together, not good. You're just really not going to get it.
Well, can you say it once?
I can say it. No. I can say it. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I didn't realize that's where you were going with. No. So the name of the place is Colleagues and Lovers.
And which are you?
I
fancy myself a little of each.
I believe of the two, I'm a C, but that's for Cookie. Cookie. C, still a little sick.
I've never called you a C.
No, I'd hope not.
No.
Not to my face. So we refer to it as D&L.
Because colleagues should always
be lovers
too.
You would like this place because as far as their music goes and everything, they have two turntables and just
and
play.
A microphone?
No microphones.
Damn it.
But once a month they do have vinyl night and you can take in your own and spin your own record.
What would you bring in, or have you brought one in?
I haven't. I get nervous about stuff like that.
I'd bring in Boston's first LP. It's always a winner.
But they play such good music. And I actually had an epiphany the last time I was there.
I told you we're in the middle of epiphany.
You're right. So
right?
They were playing the Allman Brothers band. The Brothers and Sisters album.
It's one of my favorite albums.
So, you know, it has the fall background with the little kid.
As a matter of fact, my mom has a picture of me at about the age of that kid walking through oak leaves in the fall in my yard that looks like the cover of Brothers and Sisters.
So my epiphany was that until I was nearly 17 years old, I thought that was me.
That's not an epiphany.
Well, no, I had this like whole remembrance of like, oh my God. It's something you sort of like, it happened and I realized,
well, so
oh my
you
God.
Assume, but I mean, it's not something that you like, you're in high but school no, running I, around telling people, hi,
no,
look
no,
at me
no.
on the Allman Brothers album.
But
and
I
you were the boy, not the girl on the back, right?
I remembered that was something that I thought until.
Okay. Yeah. That is an epiphany. Now, you thought you were the boy on the front and not the girl on the back?
It's a little kid with like a blonde bowl cut.
Yeah, but on the back, there's a girl.
You don't know if it's
I know
boy
exactly
or,
what it is. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm taking it to the next level, dear, is mm-hmm. that I stole that from Comedy Bang Bang. I think it's funny when they get annoyed with each other and call each other dear.
Dear.
Yeah, I'm getting to that dear. On the back cover is a girl in a yellow dress.
No, I didn't ever think that was me.
See, I thought that was me.
Oh, okay. You also didn't realize that you were born out of wedlock.
I also didn't realize that one of the only pictures of me as a kid was Santa Claus. My father was the Santa Claus. And I didn't know that at the time.
See, you can't.
Yes, I'm an idiot.
You
I cop to it.
You can't make fun of me for this. But any
I can.
Hoo-ha.
Yes, I can.
Okay, fine.
It
yes,
might be unfounded,
yes,
but I'm not going to miss that boat.
But they have fantastic food, and they have mocktails. You could have a mocktail.
You know,
like.
I've tried a few. I'm still happy with just a Coke. I think the mocktail is. I'm not paying $9 for something that's not that.
Well, I don't think they cost that much, but sure.
Well, that's true. You're in Savannah; it's cheaper.
So once a month, they have.
What do you eat there?
Vinyl appreciation night, and then once a month they have steakhouse night, where they kind of shut down the whole. Restaurant and it's very small. They kind of shut it down.
If they shut it down, that's really bad for business.
Well, to walk-ins, you can only reservation only.
Okay.
And it's a very small but curated menu.
You've been there for the steak night?
I've done one.
You were rocking the reservation?
I did. We rocked a reservation, as one does. And
reservation weather.
It's got that whole old school steakhouse.
Now that's cool.
Vibe.
How do they change the decor to make it feel that way? Or is it always like that?
No, they do change things. It's mostly instead so it is sort of a bar,
mm-hmm.
but they kind of spread out tables and bring in more chairs for seating.
Are they
tables.
Comfy chairs?
For
a steakhouse you really need to have comfy chairs.
Yeah, I mean
good.
Yeah. And then, white tablecloths and stuff. It's not that kind of place normally.
Is the tablecloth still white after you eat there? Because you're so notoriously sloppy.
My side is.
By the way, that's just me being a jerk. You have never been accused of being sloppy in any way.
No.
And certainly not notoriously sloppy.
No, I am neat to a fault.
Yes, you are.
Although I
you're
am
neat
a
as a pin.
I'm a napkin shredder. I do that.
Yeah, but not with fabric napkins.
No, of course not.
No.
I take my seam ripper so I can do it neatly.
And that was your old DJ name.
Seam Ripper.
Seam Ripper.
Yes.
On the Ripper and Tipper show.
So
it was you
Tipper?
And Tipper Gore.
Oh, why
she
no.
said, don't play this record. Don't play this record.
No, sir.
Don't play this record.
Don't read that book. Oh, my
so
God.
So did you, what did you spill?
I don't know what happened.
Well, you would be the one that would determine it. You're the one who's there.
I picked up my coffee and it somehow sloshed and I don't know.
Right after I'm talking about how notoriously sloppy
know,
you are.
I know. That's crazy, right?
Hey, you know what? You've got a great Buddy the Elf mug there. Is it printed on both sides?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you see? Because normally,
only this
if
one
it's only
lipstick.
Printed on one side, like you were to pick it up, I wouldn't see the print. I would just see the white part.
Because it's
geared to who's drinking
so
it.
So I can see it, right.
So you must have bought that at the Disc Jockey Cup store.
This was a gift
mm-hmm.
years ago by my dear friend, Donna Merkel.
The mayor of Herndon. Mm-mm. That's Lisa
Different
Merkel.
This is the Merkel of the Savannah Merkels, although they did move here from Reston.
Now, do they have a swimming pool?
They do. That's them.
Well, then I'm headed down for my baptism. I'm going to get Merkelized.
I'm sure. If you know what? They love you.
Well, what's not to love?
No, they, so
you honestly said that in a tone that I should be like, well, why would they like me?
No, they are the people
hurtful.
That when we moved to Savannah 10 right. years ago,
yes.
We made friends with people down the street, and some people across the street from them moved into this house, and my friend introduced herself to her new neighbors mm-hmm. and went to friend them on Facebook and realized that I was a mutual friend already.
Okay, that's weird.
And she asked, how do you know Jeff and Donna? And I was like, Jeff and Donna? Who's Jeff and Donna? And
by the way, they serve that. Did you know they serve that at Poets and Lovers? They a nice hot. It's not Poets and Lovers. What is it?
Colleagues
and Lovers.
A
nice hot dish of Jeff and Donna served over egg noodles is delicious.
I love them so much. You would love them. So, turns out Jeff was a listener.
Well, that's very cool. It's really, the world is so small.
It is, but we have all since become besties. I saw them, just after Thanksgiving. Might have been Thanksgiving Day.
Wow, you're still making friends at the same rate that I lose them, either to death or misbehavior.
Yeah. It's a wonder I'm still with you.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's more of a professional relationship.
Is it really?
Yeah, at this point, we're like Dean and Jerry in 1955. We're really just doing it just to go through the motions.
Even when we worked together, no one would have accused us of having a professional relationship.
You're right. But I'll say this. You are one of my oldest remaining friends, and I shall try not to wreck that.
You're one of my nearest and dearest.
Oh, well, that goes without saying.
Oh, okay.
For both of us, I mean.
But definitely one of my oldest. I've known you since I was 21, wow. 22.
Back
That's
when I was
26 years.
It's a long time.
It's 26 yeah. years.
I had a full head of hair when I knew you.
1999. That's when we met.
Yeah. And remember, I said, what are you doing tonight? And you says, I'm going to, you says, duh. I says, what are you going to do tonight? And you says,
I says,
I'm going to party like it's the year that it is. And I said, oh, you're going to party like it's 1999.
It was definitely 1999, because I remember the engineers going through and putting stickers on every piece of digital equipment.
Any piece of equipment.
Anything. A phone.
As a matter of fact, if one were to have stolen a Technics 1200 turntable from CBS, it might still have the sticker on it.
No.
But also, if someone were to do that and they were to say, go to the engineer and say, I have a non-working Technics 1200 at home, and I was wondering if I were to swap it out with the one in production too that works great, if anyone would notice. And this is, again, in 1999, and the engineer was Tony, remember? Bacardi Le Mans.
Oh, I love
He would say...
He was the sweetest man.
He was. He said to me, and I recall this, he says, do whatever you want. No one's ever going to play a record again.
Did it hurt you?
No, I was too excited.
But he was right.
Swapped him out. He was not right. The other good thing was when we were broadcasting in Rockville, when the Don and Mike show got its own studio in Classic Rockville.
Got its own studio. Sent away.
And it was
because somebody couldn't play nice with others.
Hey, it's the holidays. Let's play nice.
Okay.
It's true. So it was. We were sent to a CBS-owned, this is so weird, a CBS-owned townhouse in Rockville.
So weird.
And it was actually two townhouses that they built to connect, because it was, I think, the original place where the Grease Man did his morning show on Arrow 94.7. No, he was still doing his morning show in the morning.
In the morning.
That's right. So that's where we built our studio, and the place where he had bleachers set up for people to watch him do his radio show.
No.
That became the production room. So we had a production room adjacent to a newsroom adjacent to the air studio.
So the production room had bleachers?
At one point. They'd taken them out by then.
How strange.
So John Normand and I had to stand. No, whoever has it, no, they sold that townhouse, but whoever got it has about a closet with about 40 working cart machines in it. Because when CBS went away from carts, I rescued them all from the trash and put them in there because I knew that we were still using carts. Mm-hmm. And if one of them broke, there'd be no one to fix it. So I would just swap it out.
So I had to run the board back in the real studio.
Yeah, we were connected by what was called an, what was that phone line called? There was a way you could, there was a high-res phone line, and I can't think of what it's called.
It was an ISDN.
Yeah, it is, ISDN.
Oh, okay.
They don't do them anymore. What it is essentially is three regular landlines. One carries the base response, one carries the mid response, one carries the high response. It's split up at one location, goes to another ISDN walkie-talkie, and it marries them back together. So we were broadcasting, I guess probably Rockville's maybe 20 miles from Fairfax.
I mean,
it's in the
like
same
that.
Metroplex. Yeah. So
it's
we would go
in less than 30.
We'd go to Rockville, do the show. It would go live via telephone wire to WJFK, where you were also board hopping.
Yes.
And then it would go off into the ether. And that's how we did it.
But if you really want to get, you know, we're really going to go high tech.
Yeah.
Is we communicated over AOL IM.
Yes. Yeah.
And it would be it honestly to the point we would type in like 30, 15, 10, 5.
Yep.
And just hit enter at the right time. So we would be on the same clock.
Yeah. It was so marvelously Green Acres-y backward, but it worked.
It worked.
Now, the one thing that I do remember about that studio is I got my first ever text in that studio from you. And I was running. Now, keep in mind, even Best Of, which is totally stuff on tape,
yeah,
would be played from Rockville to Fairfax to the tower. So I was playing a segment where Julia was, I think, picking either NFL games or basketball games. And you texted me and my phone makes a noise I've never heard before. I remember it was a Sanyo blue flip phone. And it went like, doodaloo, 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 or something like that. And I said, well, that's not a ring. So I pick it up and it says, Katie has written, it says, Katie. And it says, this is so cute! Exclamation point. And I'm looking, and I can't.
I was your first text.
Yeah. And I really try, and I couldn't figure out how to reply. Because I mean, I'd try to hit like the T for thank you, would come up 7. I'm like,
what? I didn't know this.
And I finally, frustrated, out of my mind, because again, I don't do well by myself, and I would go for Best Of.
Not you.
And I sit alone for 5 hours in this townhouse hitting play every 20 minutes. And I'm very frustrated to begin with. Then I can't reply. So I'm one of the few people at that time that knew the number. We used to call it the Miss Bobby number.
Oh, yes.
Because it would actually make a hotline ring. I mean, a phone would ring in the air studio. And not just the flashing light. It was a bell. And I dialed the Miss Bobby number. And whenever you dialed the Miss Bobby number, we called it that because our business manager, Miss Bobby, would use that phone. That's why we called it that. She was all-knowing and all-powerful, like Oz. And I rang that up. And first of all, I know it startled you because you never expect to hear a ringing bell in an air studio.
No, also the only time it ever rang was if we were in trouble.
Really, really bad. I don't
Big
like
trouble.
Zany. He might have come
no.
over with that phone.
I
so you picked
I
up and you
Zany.
Went, and there's no caller ID or anything. It's just a bell ringing out of nowhere. And you said, hello? And in a total different energy, I said, I don't know how to reply to you. Yes, it's cute. I really appreciate the fact that you're enjoying it, but I don't know. So I had to learn how to text because of you. How about that? But all that said to say this, remember I was talking about the townhouse, mm-hmm. and I was talking about how the engineer at WJFK allowed me to do the turntable swap out, which, by the way, is not that nefarious. because at that point they were really just cataloging machines and it didn't matter if they were broken or not. And I had his approval. So when we were in Rockville, we had another engineer that wasn't as sweet as Tony, and his name was Jeff. Bless his heart. We've lost him since then. And I will say this, he was an amazing engineer. I watched him build that studio.
Brilliant.
And so, so good at it. But I was hanging, he was mad that he had to build the studio because he found out that after the Grease Man left, the classic rock townhouse was unused. It was just CBS owned property right in Rockville. And he'd go hide there. When he didn't want to be.
That's where he went?
That's where he went. He would hide there, and so no one could find him when he needed to be on site to do, like, an emergency repair.
Oh, a lot of things just fell into place for me.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't like that we were there, but I'm always very appreciative of what he did, and any young broadcaster, I will tell you this, it doesn't mean as much as it used to, but it still does. Always be nice to your engineers. Because got you. They have got your back. So you got to be nice to engineers. And so I got a pretty good relationship with Jeff, and he did some really cool things. He hardwired in wireless mics so that we could go as far as like across Rockville Pike and do outside stuff if we wanted to. And like when we used to do like porch setting and all that stuff.
Yeah, porch setting was fantastic.
It wasn't like a thing where we had to like wire up wireless mics. It was just pull up the, it was a forward thinking thing. Talking to him in his office and I said, what's that mic over there? Because we all had SM7s. SM7 looks like this.
It's a
very standard mic. Podcasters love this mic. It's a good mic. But in his studio, sorry, I'm off microphone. He had this exact Electro Voice RE20, which is also a pretty standard mic.
Yes, but it's a nice mic.
It's a very nice mic. I loved the RE20 when I was in college because it's impossible to pop a P. It's the way the speaker's mic is. It's a definite broadcaster's mic. I said, what is that RE20? Why is that unused? He says, I hate Electro Voice, rather.
Really?
He said, I just don't like Electro Voice stuff. I hate it like I hate Tascam. And if you really want to get an engineer excited, ask them what they hate. They love talking about what they hate. And I said, so you're never going to put that Electro Voice RE20 back in the studio? He said, no. I said, why was it here in the first place? He said, Grease Man loved it. I said,
that makes sense. Tracks.
That's Grease's microphone? He says, oh, yeah, that's the mic he used when he got fired for saying that last joke. And there was a series of missteps by Doug. And the last one was the one that got him. There's no need to revisit it now. But it was that got him cut off the air. This was the Grease Man's mic for his last day of broadcasting in Washington, D.C.
And so
that's Doug's mic. And the engineer gave it to me because I was kind enough to ask. I could have taken it, but I just asked. But I do like that. And although the Grease Man remains a little elusive, we've wanted to have him on the show for years. And he's always polite. He remembers me, but he always declines. So if he ever comes on, I'd love to show him that. So there's that. Where did we start?
I don't know. I believe we were in the Merkel swimming pool baptizing you.
Of course we were.
As one does. Oh, what might my plans have been?
Yes, for New Year's.
For New Year's. Steakhouse night with our other DC transplant to Savannah friends, Sarah and Lauren.
Okay.
So.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, we have a 6:30 reservation. We all intend to be home by 8:30 at the latest.
In bed by?
To our puppers.
Yeah.
Because fireworks are a big...
Oh,
big
they
thing.
Love that in the South. They really
do. Yeah, they
do. Will you hear any firing of pistols or rifles?
I don't know.
Because that's big in Southern
Virginia.
We're
kind of in a different part of the neighborhood. There are a lot more trees where we are, which is saying a lot.
Yeah.
But it's almost, dare I say, kindling at this time of year. So I don't know how noisy this neighborhood will be.
Okay.
This section of Savannah will
Thunder Jackets be invoked?
There will definitely be trazodone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'll probably give some to the
And this is just at the restaurant.
Too.
But, right? You know.
Probably give some to the dogs, too. No. We will... Presley will definitely have on a t-shirt of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Betsy is...
Will she be wearing her MAGA t-shirt? As she always does.
F you.
That was... That's just a joke. It's just a joke. Dogs don't vote.
She's a liberal beagle.
She is a liberal beagle. And that's Googleable.
Mm-hmm. Liberal beagle.
Liberal beagle Googleable. That would be a good name if you faked not knowing English when you went on your 21 Jump Street thing.
Oh,
my name is Liberal Beagle Googleable.
Googleable.
Googleable. Googleable Lincoln Noggin. Hoggin. Noggin.
Lincoln Auger.
Lincoln Auger. Friends and Lovers Cafe. Have the steak.
Colleagues.
And lovers.
Poets.
And.
Countrymen.
Lend me your steak.
Your steak.
When we come back, that was a great segment because we stuck to the plan. Katie, what have I been telling you for years? Trust the process.
Stick to the plan, Katie.
I will have 12 grapes and hopefully be in bed by 9. You're supposed to eat 12 grapes on New Year's Eve. It's good luck, you see.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's there's other people have traditions like that. In Hawaii, you have to eat 12 pineapples, which is harder.
Why are you playing snow?
It's winter.
Licky boom boom down.
Actually, the only reason I think I had this loaded into our soundboard for a bit a million years ago, and I wanted to hear it.
Okay.
Licky boom boom bam.
Okay.
He's the informer. It's from the French verb meaning to inform.
Did this come out in like night?
Before we met.
2002?
No, I think this is before we met.
Okay.
I think this is a 90s record.
Okay.
Didn't like it much at the time. I seem to like it better now.
It's grown on you.
Ah,
like
that's
fungus.
Nice. Hey, I'm a fun guy. We'll step away, and when we come back, we will not be listening to Informer, and we'll talk about 2025. Oh, what we have to look forward to, and 2024, what we leave behind us in the rearview mirror. Hi, I'm Christmas fruitcake.
No.
No, no, you're cake. Okay,
no.
You do it. You go first.
I'm Christmas cookies.
Oh, and I'm Christmas fruitcake.
No! Jesus. Rob, you're just fruitcake.
Oh, it's not Christmas fruitcake. Okay. All right, hold
Goes
on.
Without
hold on.
Saying. It's implied. It's implied.
I'm fruitcake.
And I'm Christmas cookies.
That's probably the best one we've ever done. We'll be back after this to wind up.
Oh, you gotta give him that hook too and spit on that thing. You get me?
That's a great moment from this year.
Why did you choose that?
It's all I had. I mean, can you think of another tape from the year that would be better to play from 2024 as we look back?
Not that it's like completely a one-off specific, but I can go with The Dogs Were Good Again this week. No?
Speaking of dogs and memes, have you seen the meme where it's like a stately dog? He says, my name is something, 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 and he's very clipped and British. And then you clip to a dog that's like caught in a fence or something. And the dog says, my name is Jeff.
I haven't, but I can't wait for you to send it to me. Now
There's
that you know how to text.
So great. My name is Jeff. It's too great. So 2024 is done, and I think many years from now, when we look back on 2024, we'll all agree on one thing. It was the year that I got my tattoo.
Mm-hmm. I got a big one, too.
Where? Because I can't see it from where we're at.
It's...
On your shoulder, the bicep.
I thought we talked about this.
Probably not on the show.
I thought we talked about this on the show.
Okay, well, what is it of? Maybe that'll help me remember.
Excuse me. Right after my dad passed.
Oh, I do remember this.
Yeah,
yes.
So I got, it's a the background is blue skies, and then tomatoes.
Another Allman Brothers reference.
All right. Tomatoes, a pink dogwood, and a ladybug.
I remember. And are you happy with it?
I love it.
Yeah. I was.
And I think I think I look a little badass.
I'm sure you do.
I know.
I mean, just that smile alone. I'm a little scared. But I had some trepidation, even though I've been thinking about this tattoo since 1989. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do it as a bonding thing with my daughter, who has become a human pincushion. And I did it, and I still look at it, and it makes me happy.
I love that I did it. It looks so cool. And I like the placement, too.
Well, he did a great job, and
the inner forearm. I think it's a good spot.
Well, I originally was going to bicep it, but I wanted to be able to see it if I wanted to see it. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to have to disrobe or take a shirt off or anything like that. So
I almost wore short sleeves today, but I'm cold. Our heat is not working.
Is the guy there yet?
There's still. I can hear that there's still people.
It's
amazing.
They're amazingly quiet.
I noticed when we took a break, Dan actually did roll up a towel and put it at the base of the door of the office here.
He's so nothing if not obedient.
He's so sweet. I love him.
I know you do. So that's going well. Did he get you anything great for Christmas?
We don't usually exchange gifts.
I forgot you're Jewish.
Well, I'm not. I'm Baptist.
I know, and
we
neither
talked
is he.
About it. Yeah. No, he got me a Kindle for Thanksgiving.
Now, does that go with your Barbie?
No, not a Kindle.
What? I know you loved the movie.
That took me a second. Not a Kindle. I am uncongested.
I understand. I understand.
A Kindle.
Oh, like for reading books.
Yes, it's part of my...
your resolution.
Yeah.
So people should, you know, tell you recommendations.
Yes, I would love recommendations.
I read a really good book this year about a lady who is involved in a murder and is being stalked by a podcaster. That is like trying to put the story into a true murder podcast.
What is it?
I should know because it was on my pro. Can you pad for a moment? Or do you want me to run like some music?
I'd rather not. Want to make things difficult. We'll figure it out later.
Wait. I'll be right back. Here's
wait,
the
wait.
Zombie.
No. Oh, dear. No. I can't even talk over this. But man, I love the zombies. Such a great song. This is a great album.
Stop the zombies.
This will be our year.
In what way?
It's another zombies song.
Oh, okay. Well,
padding.
You did a great job. You did a great job. Welcome to the book club. These are two books I recommend for you.
Okay.
Mel Brooks, All About Me. Now, laugh if you will. And laugh you will if you read this book. Especially if he does an audiobook where he reads it himself. But these are all of Mel's greatest stories that he used to tell on talk shows and stuff. This is a pleasure to read. But the one I teased before is by Amy Tintera, and it's called Listen for the Lie.
Listen for the Lie. Got it.
And it's really, really a tasty read. Especially
Amy Tintera.
Amy, Tintera. I think she wrote... sort of, what do you call it? Youth fiction, but this was her first grown-up book.
Like YA?
Yeah, young adult. Okay. Like you're going to portray when you go into fifth grade again.
Katie Lincolnlogger.
As Tintera Lincolnlogger.
Okay. So many letters.
I'm really,
not going to fit in my intake form.
I did actually read that entire book in a couple days. It was really, it's a great murder mystery.
Oh, so, cool. I love murder mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
I love humor.
A lot of funny in this.
Obviously. Everybody knows I love murder mysteries. Duh.
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 Hey, how about, you know what? I don't know that we've talked about it.
Mm?
New Matlock?
I haven't watched it yet. No spoilers.
There's none to be had. Great pilot. Really good so far. And
I can't wait.
I think that Jason Ritter is great.
Oh, he's I didn't know he was in it.
He does everything that, you know, everything he does is great. And he's like his old man. So I find it very charming.
I love that. I can't wait to watch it.
So 2025, my resolution is to sort of continue what I've been doing. And I want to lose about, I lost 105 pounds pretty quick
when
I was dying. And then I put like 30 pounds back on. I'd like to lose 10 more. But
you mean lose 30 and then 10? So 40?
No. I'd like to just, I think that the initial weight loss was too severe. I look back and I almost don't look healthy. I would like, depends where, you know, I've lost a lot of weight a lot of times and it tends to pick where it's going to come off. This time I think I lost 110 pounds from my head. And so I looked not well. Could not button my pants, but my head was razor thin. So we'll see. But I do feel better than I've ever felt, I mean, in my adult life. And not missed having a couple beers over the holidays, but did not break.
Congratulations. Good for you. You know what, Rob? I am so proud of you.
You needn't be. Just if you're proud of me, think of how screwed up I let myself get in the first place.
No, you've done the work.
Well, by not doing anything, if that's the work, that's the work.
Just, you know, challenge yourself to accept the compliment.
All right. I accept your compliment. And okay. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself because it made me turn things around. I mean, it's not all sunshine and lollipops, because I think back of the opportunities and the times that I wasn't present that I should have been present. I hate that.
Stop.
But, you know, ever forward. Had a great ever Christmas forward. With my kids. Had a great, wonderful holiday with my children. So that was great. I liked that. And let's see, what were the good gifts for them? I bought Julia a copy, the newest copy of The Joy of Cooking, which is my favorite cookbook. And I have like five editions
fantastic.
Back. And I inscribed it so she can't return it. Ha ha ha.
Why would she do that?
Because that's what the women in my family do.
She wouldn't do that.
She returned the whisk.
Did she already have a whisk?
She didn't have a Saucier's whisk. She's been making this murderously wonderful macaroni and cheese that involves a roux. She made it for Thanksgiving. It was so good.
Is it a roux or a bechamel?
It's probably a bechamel, but isn't a bechamel technically a roux because it starts with cooking flour, right?
Yeah, they're basically the same.
It's one of the basic sauces. So it starts with one of the basic sauces. And without listen, folks. Take it from this tough guy.
You know this was supposed to be a 30-minute recording.
That's about where we're at. So, listen, folks. I'm a tough guy. Big, bulky man. And I'm going to talk to you about whisks for a moment. A standard whisk has a bulbous tip. And while it's great for like batters and things like that, it's not going to get in the corners of your pan. A Saucier's whisk or a French whisk is more straight.
Is it the flat one?
Yeah, it can be flat. It can be more cylindrical and allows you to get in all the corners, especially when you're doing that stuff. And I watched her, you know, make the macaroni and cheese sauce. And I said, what you really need is a Saucier's whisk. And she says, don't you have something to do? And I said, well, okay. So I got her one, and it magically was returned before she left. So
shocking.
I think I might actually be responsible for taking it to the post office today. So not only have I failed, but I have been included in the process of underscoring my failure. I also bought things for Carrie.
Perhaps the failure lied within your criticism. Oh.
Maybe. Could be. I'll tell you this, and anyway, you know, my kitchen faces is really adjacent. It's part of the family room.
Yeah.
So on a day like Thanksgiving or Christmas, all the people that are in there socializing and watching TV, and you know what? No football on Christmas Day, please. The NFL, you own enough. You don't need to steal Christmas too. But moving on, everyone's in there watching the game, and I'm cooking because that's what I do. And my Uncle Philip says, About every 10 minutes, all I hear is Rob say, I need another stick of butter.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Yeah, because I do that a lot. But Philip, who was a cook in the National Guard, so he knows his way around a kitchen.
I would imagine.
He pulled me aside. He says, you are really, really not easy to work with in the kitchen, are you?
I'm not.
And I boss my mom around, boss my kids around, boss everybody around. So thank God my mom puts up with it, because with my mom, there would be no creamed onions without my mother. So it needs to be.
Boss Rob.
Boss
two
Rob.
Two S's, two B's.
Three S's. Boss Rob. But in any case, food turned out great. Did you have a special Christmas dinner?
No, we were very sick.
We cooked.
Oh no! You know what I did?
What did you have?
I roasted a chicken, and
that's one of your signature dishes.
Yeah, and I did it up really well. I mean, there was celery and leeks and whole bulbs of garlic and patates and it was
candy
the whole
canes
thing.
And fudge and everything, all the tastes of Christmas.
No, I did roast a chicken, and it was quite good if you could taste.
Yeah, understood. I did a beef tenderloin.
Nice.
To 144 degrees. It was as perfect as they get. So I got very lucky on that. And then I also did another attempt this year at Yorkshire puddings, or as Carrie calls them, Dad's lard balls.
Oh, gross.
Well, you need to heat fat in cookie tins. Not cookie tins. You can make one big Yorkshire pudding or mini guys like popovers, and you do that in a muffin tin. And to do it, you have to put lard in the muffin tins and get it to up 400 degrees before you add the batter. Well, last year I used way too much lard. And by the way, the hardest part about making Yorkshire pudding is finding shelf-stable lard. But I found it at a international grocery store, Mercado Internacional.
Okay.
And so this year I used about half as much lard, and it was better. So I think I need less lard. Because think, if you would, a beautiful, not savory, but almost just a puffy bread that quadruples in size that you have with beef. It's great.
I have never had a Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah, you want to go easy on the lard. I found that out.
I've heard.
Let's see. I made a pecan pie. Smashed up some potatoes. I found a waiter. There is too much pepper in my paprikash.
Exactly.
I also I found a recipe that I loved. You know the traditional string bean casserole where you just dump a can of string beans with a can of cream of mushroom soup
and then a can of onions. Cream of mushroom.
I actually found Alton Brown's recipe where you make your own cream of mushroom soup. You blanch fresh string beans and you fry your own onions.
Oh.
And it's insanely good. I made it for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
But it's way better than the standard.
My God, it is. So anyway, that was another good thing that happened in 2024. What? String beans? Okay. So 2024 was not great. 2023, not great. 2025, I plan to hold on to all of my acquaintances if I can.
Everything's coming up Millhouse.
It is. Absolutely. Also in 2025, continued having fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, because this year was an exceptionally fun year.
Good.
And I give a lot of credit to Josh Schroka for that, for sort of reinventing an excitement in the show that had been missing, or at least put in a cabinet. And it's been a lot of fun. So thank you, Josh, for 2024, and looking forward to 2025. And none drinks. So that's my... Do you look forward to anything in particular besides being petty in 25?
So we don't have... yes. I mean, I don't know how to say this without sounding some kind of way.
Woo?
But,
don't sound so woo.
My dad passed last year, and he was very, very sick for about 5 years.
Long time.
And there was a lot of weight, heaviness.
Yeah, the lingering is rough.
And although,
the road.
I, I did spend quite a lot of time crying over this holiday.
Yeah, it happens.
There is a certain release, I guess, a certain weight that feels, there's not that cloud of like when or what if or how.
It's a huge step.
And I think that that just feels a little bit lighter. And last year, Dan and I, there was a concert called the Whizbangers Ball in West Virginia, and it was all Appalachian artists, and it was incredible. We went up, and we stayed in my parents' cabin, and we went out on their boat, and then there was 2 days of amazing singer-songwriter artists. It was... And bands, like they were just Jocelyn and the Sweet Compressions, look them up. Tyler Childers, you need to listen to him.
Right.
It was just so, Buffalo Wobbs, so good. Just amazing music.
I went to the Lincoln Augers Ball. It wasn't as good.
So we already decided, no matter what the lineup is, we're going to do it again.
Love
this
it.
Year.
A tradition is born. That's cool.
My sister and her husband went. We just had the best time. It was so, so good.
Well, I wish everybody a great 2025. And there's lots of things at play here, but let's remember to be civil. Let's not focus on divisiveness. Let's not even argue about how to pronounce it. Let's just talk about coming together, doing the best you can, and making 2025 a winner. I'm ready for a W. I really, really am. So do that. No better way to start the year than spending exactly 30 minutes with my beloved best friend, Katie. Thank you
hour,
for agreeing to do this.
35 minutes and 30 seconds.
That's right. I really appreciate you doing this. And
I've had a blast.
It always is. And, you know, Mike will vacation, so we'll have you back soon. And who knows? Who knows what the year holds in the cake and cookiverse?
That is not a thing.
It's not a thing. And remember to listen for the lie by Amy Tintera. And of course, the baptism is January 6th at 12 at the Lincoln Augers. And we will all be there. We are going to close not only with our good wishes for all of you, but with a holiday hit single that we recorded some time ago. And I wish you all the best. Katie, I love you. Happy New Year. Thank you for doing this.
I adore you.
All right. Here's the Rob Spilak Singers featuring Katie Von Herman. And baby, it's cold outside. We will see you next time. So long, folks.
Toodaloo. I really can't.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop in. I'll hold your hands then, just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
Really, I'd better stay.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a day.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the use of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
Simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
How lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
But maybe just a cigarette.
Never more. Such a blizzard before.
Got to get home.
But baby, it'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
cloak. It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold.
Baby, it's cold outside.
even close.
I know. If I could just fast forward.
I think that's the best we're gonna do.
Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy New Year.
We'll see you next year. We love you all.
Toodaloo. T-M-O-S.
Jam Creative Productions, Dallas.
From the director of The Invisible Man.
What's wrong with Daddy?
He got infected.
And Blumhouse, producers of The Black Phone.
Something's happening to me.
Can you hear me?
I can't understand you.
Mommy, he's changing.
What?
Daddy, is that you?
Wolfman, directed by Lee Whannell. Rated R. Under 17, admitted without parent. Only in theaters Friday.
Truck drivers. Without them, our economy would stop. They're constantly racing against time, struggling against exhaustion, and being put under enormous pressure from their bosses, the big trucking companies. This can be a major reason for an accident. Discovering who's at fault can be difficult. We can help. Put our big truck experience to work for you. Call Farrah and Farrah, Jacksonville.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.